everybody. My name is Shannon Mondor. I created Fulfillment in Faith because I discovered that many people want and are desperately searching for help. People of all backgrounds, whether they suffer from an addiction or not, are contacting me. They are scared, don't know who to turn to, don't know what to do next, have no direction in life, and they are wanting guidance. They have searched me out due to my success story of how I battled addiction to alcohol, mental illness, suicide, and lived with an abusive past. I overcame my past and used my experiences to help myself and to gain knowledge on how I could help others to go forward and to find their greatness within as I have. With those tools, I gained confidence, strength, and freedom, and have since published a book, How in the Hell Did I Get Here? And I am a successful mindset and manifesting coach. I made that choice to help others with my experiences, as I have been where so many are right now. So welcome to my podcast. Hello, everybody, and welcome to my podcast, Fulfillment in Faith. I'm your host, Shannon Mondor. Today's episode is a continuation of my series, You Are Not the Only One. I was brought forth to do this series because during my healing from my addiction to alcohol, there were so many times that the universe had brought me to silence. And during those times is when I learned so many things about myself and I was guided. I was guided to talk openly about my past, my abuse, my addiction, and to speak my truth. From those moments of silence is when we learn, we grow, and then we teach and we help others. Today, my guest is Daniel Williamson, who is here to share his story. Welcome, Daniel. How are you today?
I'm doing absolutely amazing. I couldn't be more blessed to be where I am in my life.
Oh, that is so wonderful. Well, I know we're going to hear all about it. So I would like you to please share with the audience a little bit about yourself. And then from there, if you can go into your story, why you're here, of your moment of stillness.
Awesome. Hey, well, my name is Daniel Williamson, as you said, and I'm a little boy from Vancouver Island, Canada. I grew up there for about 20 years and decided to move to where I live now in Alberta to follow the passion of dreams, of the Alberta dream. All my friends were working and I jumped on the boat right away. So a little my story. So as I said, I'm from Vancouver Island. I was a welfare child of two children and one mother. My father was never really part of the picture. And then over my life, being the kid that moved from town to town and being the welfare kid that I was at the time, I found adversity at every chance I got. And through all of that, I found a way to turn adversity into advantage. And through that, became the man that I am today on your podcast.
Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, I'm so glad that you're here.
My pleasure.
So let's go into that moment of stillness.
Okay. So I came to a point in my life where I was just doing the routine over and over again in life. And it really didn't feel like where I was supposed to be going. And without my even knowledge, I did certain things in my path to set me up for a time when Thanksgiving long weekend 7 years ago, I had lost my job and woke up the next morning with a wife and daughter thinking, how am I going to support my family? Like, I need to find a job right away. And I started scrolling through Facebook and it came across an opportunity that was really a self-development company disguised as a marketing company. And through that process, I was awarded a We Over Me award and went to a few different events through that company. And it really got me set on the idea of where my stillness is. And my stillness is in helping others. And then that led me to building my life coaching business, Endless Inspiration Life Coaching, and writing my book, I Believe in You.
Yeah. There we go.
Right now it's in proofreading and editing, and I've got part of it done in audio through 11 Labs AI software from text. And the whole journey itself has been the whole stillness. in my exact zone where I feel like I'm most at home helping others.
Right. So can you go a little bit more in depth of what led you, because you went through a process.
Yep.
There was something that led you to that moment of stillness. Like what brought me to my moment of stillness is, you know, what my upbringing was. And then from there, it was my teenage years and all of that. And then, you know, I hit a wall where I had to go into my stillness. I wasn't listening to the universe is what was happening, because things were happening over and over and over and over. And then finally the universe knocked me on my ass and said, no, like these are the things that you need to like really confront and look at. Was it anything like that that happened to you?
It was pretty much just the whole buildup of step by step. I always was kind of this person. I just, like you said, I just didn't pay attention to it and see what others saw in myself. And when I came to that point of losing my job, it was like, now or nothing.
Yeah.
I'm not about nothing at all. So I wanted to do now. And it really, like I said, led me to finding that stillness that I had already been living in many parts of my life and not recognizing.
Okay, could you go a little bit more in depth on that then?
For sure. So like, there'd be times when my father would come into our lives and it would like 2-3 months or whatever, it would either end up not so good or him not being there again. So both not so good. In that moment, obviously, you don't know, obviously, I have a little sister and my mother. And that forced me to become the man that needed to be the man of the house at the time. Through each one of the little adversity moments in my life, it got a little bit clearer and a little bit clearer and a little bit clearer. And then when I got the award for We Over Me, because I was helping everybody else in the company before I helped myself, because I've found the best way for me to learn is to teach others what I've learned, so that I'm able to like pass on the knowledge. Some take it and some don't, and that's okay because everybody's on their own journey and they find their stillness in their own good time, just like I did. And even today coming up, I got a message from you and I was thinking, oh yeah, it's Thursday. I got this podcast. It's going to promote myself. It's going to promote the journey that I've been on, all the adversity that I've put myself, like literally put myself through. And through all of that, I become a story of light from darkness, because through all of that darkness, somehow Danny at the time, most of it, because I didn't take my mom's given name, because everybody just called me Dan or Danny, and I just accepted that's the way I was. And so like that story of light from darkness allows other people to see the true potential of other human beings. Not that I'm any more special than any other human, but that if somebody could do that, maybe I'm going through a similar situation, or somebody like other people that I've jived with, they've been leading a story and they showed me through their perseverance and through their ability to get still in their moment, recognize where they're going ill in their life, make a change, and then like start living your best life. And then it's funny because I literally have a gentleman living with me now that was going through a real hard time in his life. And now he's in a position where he's living his best life. And it's the things just keep stacking proof on top of proof that he's living his best life. So you see the smile get bigger and bigger and bigger each day. And that's only one of the cases of the people that have helped over the last 7 years. And luckily it was in person, because a lot of the coaching that I do is online. Obviously it's a further reach. I feel like I can help a lot more people that way. But when you get to see the ripple effect of my own stillness coming through, hitting the shore on the other side of the pond, and then crashing back over like a tsunami of gratitude and love. And
You had mentioned just a couple sentences back about how you, the situations back when you were younger and how you had accepted them. But you had also said at the beginning of the interview that you kind of knew that you were a little bit different, or however you had said those words. Yeah. I know with me growing up, I always felt there was something a little bit different about me. I didn't know what it was at the time. I definitely know what it is now. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Absolutely.
Or can you describe that so the audience members understand what you're saying? I know what you're saying because I've experienced it. But I know that there is probably so many people out there that are hearing what we're talking about right now, and they're like, I know that I feel different. What does that mean? Or maybe we can nudge them in that area to, because that's what brought us to our life path, right?
Exactly.
There, and it always, anybody that I've talked to where they've made like leaps and bounds and quantum leaps within their life, they knew from a very early age that there was something different about them. And then as they got older, there was these little nudges, or there was just their inner self was like, no, or your soul is screaming at you. So
yes,
describe that to me, or it go a little deeper into that, because I think that is so, so important.
For sure. So when I felt like I was different, it was like this bubble around me, and everybody else seemed like they were doing what they needed to do. And I always had this like nudge, how I would be put into a situation. Like, I've been in a few car accidents with my mom and other people. And in every situation I've ever been in, there was a nudge saying, hey, you're the guy that's running for help, or you're the guy getting help, or whatever the situation. I'd be helping my mom out of the car, or my little sister. It was always just constantly there. And I think the difference really was, it was just me. Mm-hmm. I was the difference. How we're all individuals and we're all different in our own ways. That was the beauty of it. That was my difference, because I can only be me the best. I can't be you, or I can't be Tony Robbins, or any of the people in our industry that help motivate or inspire people. So when I get into that now, and I look back and I thought I was different, well, damn right, I was different. And that was the beauty of it all. The fact that when I did it my way and in a positive manner, because I could do my way in a really bad manner, and I have in the past, but I learned, luckily I was smart enough to learn from those mistakes, sometimes easier than others.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah. Did growing up with you called yourself a welfare child. Did your mother and your sister see how different you were from other children as well?
I don't think so.
Now that they look back now and see where you are now compared to where you were before?
No, I don't think so. I think they were so caught up in their life, and in many ways they still are. And that's okay, because we have our own path to walk. Not that I needed to be told that somebody was proud of me. But it wasn't the topic on the table most days. It was like, where's food coming from?
I was going to say, it would have been more of a survival mode.
Yeah, really. And my little sister had an older brother that would look after her, but she's dealing with the fact that her father wasn't around as well. And my mother's dealing with the fact that now she's got two children. And I watched her go without meals to make sure that we had food. And even at times, in the time I was a little boy, I was like, maybe if mommy's doing that, I should be doing that too. So Juanita can get her stuff. She could get healthy and look out for her more than me.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, now with your moments of stillness, one thing I do want to know is, so it brought you forward into your coaching. You're publishing a book right now. Let's talk a little bit more about your coaching. If you want to go in, more in depth on that.
Absolutely. That's like my passion. So mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Every last bit of it, I like 7 years ago started coaching people. And I did it in a way that I wanted to figure out a way to do anything for free so that I could show other people there was no excuse, that most people use money or time as an excuse to not do anything in their life. And honestly, we're all worth the time and money that we could spend in any direction that's positive for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's so true. That is so true.
So that led me to like coaching people, and knowing that if I was going to do it for free, I wanted them to do it for free too. So I would like just give my coaching away to as many people as I could over the last 7 years. And I've helped, I would have to, like, just to be not too modest and not too high on myself, I did a really good job with each and every one of them, because now I feel that each and every one of them has graduated to the next step in their own life where they're walking their battle instead of feeling like they always had to walk it with somebody else. Even mm-hmm. though that it's nice to walk with people, knowing that you can do it yourself also, and believing in your full ability of human potential and all that comes with it, allows people to like fully live their best life and like get right to the root of where things are going wrong or right. Like, I help people in good times, bad times, like all over the map.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, and that's the thing. You don't, when you're a mentor or when you're coaching, you don't want your clients to be totally dependent upon you. There comes exactly. a point in time where it's like, okay, I've learned everything from you, Daniel, and you know what? I appreciate it. And now I need to grow. And I've learned all the information from you that I've needed to, and I want to continue on. And now I'm going to find another mentor or another coach to go and continue on.
Exactly.
And you know, just as well as I do when it comes to mindset, personal development. Once you get on that journey, you want to keep on and continue doing it because you just want to learn more and more and more about yourself. The more you learn about yourself, the more you learn about everybody else around you as well.
Exactly.
And that's what is the most amazing thing, is it not? Like,
it is.
And
if
that's
we were all the same, it'd be pretty
we
boring.
Are all the same. Yeah, we are all the same. There's little tweaks in that make us different, yeah. or whatever, but what I don't like in somebody else is a reflection of what I lack within me. And it's just like, wow. And then you just kind of sit back and you reflect and you're like, okay, why is it? Why are we jealous? Why are we jealous of others? You know, well, it's because I don't have that. But we can admit it, right? Because we understand all of it.
Yeah.
Those others that, you know, have not got to that place yet of really knowing who they are, that they're in denial of that, right? And that's
I was myself for many years.
Oh my God, was I ever, right? Or I'd blame everybody else.
Oh yeah.
Take ownership. Oh, I felt so sorry for myself.
It was the red light that made me late for work.
I got some teenagers like that now. Yeah, it's like, maybe you should get up a little bit earlier.
Yeah, you just get up 10 minutes earlier.
Take a little bit of ownership, those damn red lights.
Yeah. But that's the beauty of life, you know? Like, as long as we can take a moment to recognize, not even in our own lives, but just recognize what's going on all around us. And then that, through inaction, shows us what we're actually doing in our own lives, and if we're treating ourselves good, if we believe in ourselves, if we need others to believe in us, if we have to reassure ourselves all the time by doing things that other people that we around us think we want to do. But really, I've found over the last 7 years that most of the time people are worried what you're thinking of them rather than what you're thinking they're thinking of you.
Totally.
And honestly, it's none of our business what other people think of us. As long as we keep putting ourselves out there through inaction, we teach others how to do their best life too. Because they see, well, there's Shannon and there's Daniel. They're doing podcasts together and they're like helping people around the world change their lives for the better. And like, it's not that we're putting any blame on anybody, but we all walk a mile of horse poop. And mm-hmm. the mm-hmm. better at walking through it you can get, there's no limit to what you can do as a human. Like, if you can think of anything that you've ever seen, touched, felt, that's ever been created mm-hmm. by a being on this planet, it all came from a thought first.
Yeah.
And then it was made into the 3D.
Yeah. And that's the biggest thing too, is the difference between you and I is that we're upfront about our feelings and our emotions. And that's a huge thing. And that's why we're here, to share our stories. So other people that are struggling so deeply and they don't know what direction or don't know where to turn to, you turn to people like us because we've been there. And you know, I had said, I was just on a podcast here the other day, and that was the biggest thing, you know, like, because I've had these so many experiences, so have you. I would pick somebody over me that has walked in my shoes, that has walked that 5 miles, and who speaks openly about what I've gone through, over somebody that is just knows a textbook. And, you know, that there is a time and a place absolutely for a therapist, for sure. I've been to therapy. Absolutely. I have.
I have myself too.
I will be the first one to admit it. But there was only a certain amount that the therapy worked for me, because my therapist didn't understand what I was going through. She had not gone through the emotions or the feelings that I had. So there was that level of, we couldn't relate to each other. She really tried and thought that she was really, that I was relating to her, but no, there's got to be that connection. That's why I know if I had a problem, I would come to somebody like you, or I would come to somebody like me. I would come to somebody that is of the same caliber of experiences by far. It's no different than if you want to be a millionaire, you know this. You surround yourself with millionaires, even though you're not a millionaire yet.
Well, I'm a millionaire. I just don't have a millionaire bank.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah. Like in our mindset, we are already millionaires, right?
Yeah.
But you need to surround yourself around people that you want to be or are in your end result. And that's another thing too. I never want to be the smartest one in the room. Never.
No, it's not fun to be the smartest, because then you already know everything.
We know that, right? Because we want to be taught by other people. Right?
For sure.
It's only the ego that wants to be the smartest one in the room.
No, and honestly, like even being a male in this industry, like I'm sure Tony Robbins or Dean Krasowski or any of those guys, they feel the same way. Like men have been taught to shove our feelings in our chest for so long. And that's caused so many like ripple effects into like our female partners' role and how they live their life, and like how our children grow up, and like they see their dad not crying ever, or like what I'm a crier. superpowers.
And what is one of the biggest complaints that women have? Oh, my husband, he doesn't show his feelings. I do. You know, that's one thing with my husband. He's very sensitive. There are some things that are a really big trigger for him. But even me, I'm like, you need to show your feelings, you know, and that's really hard for him because we are brought up in that culture like that.
And then men, too, they see the girl showing feelings and then they're like, whoa, like, how do I deal?
But that's the thing. The girl can show their feelings, but you know what? Most men have a hard time nurturing their spouse because they're afraid to, because, oh my God, if they hug their wife or whatever it is, then their feelings might spring up and they might not be able to control it. So there's even a barrier between the female and the male regarding that. And that's one thing with my son. I have a son and I always tell my children, please, you have to express your feelings. I just had a conversation with my daughter last night. You know, she's in school, and you know, of course, school gets to you when you're taking university classes, and it's a struggle. And I'm like, whatever you do, sometimes it's great just to have a damn good cry, because that's because you just get those feelings out. And that's my whole point. Always, always express your feelings. Don't ever suppress them.
No matter how ultraviolet it may be and how much the person across from you might not be able to take it, if they see you being vulnerable, then it allows them to sometimes be vulnerable.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah, that is so true. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you know, like vulnerability is a superpower. If you can be vulnerable and show people that you're vulnerable and not do it in a way that's like, whoa, look at me, poor me, poor me. But like in a way that like shows other people that humans can go through some pretty crazy stuff. Mm-hmm. And still, if you think about it, even yourself, every single bad situation to this day, you have made it through 100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's proof stacked on top of proof that you're a pretty amazing person, because we all know we walk a mile.
Yeah,
to know that we walk a mile and made it every time.
Yeah, and it's whether we're willing to admit it to others. And I think that's the biggest gift you can give another individual, you know, is to show your vulnerability, to express your feelings to them when they're
like cry to somebody who's doing a really good job.
Okay, speaking of crying today, I like I'm in full bloom here of all these interviews, and I just resonate with all, well, you know, just as well as I do, like I resonate with my guests, like on such a deep level. And there's always that connection after the meet and greet. And then, because there's a little piece of me and then a little piece of you. And then of course everything gets locked in pretty much with the interview. And like, just, even though I've heard their story prior, you know, even when I was interviewing the individual prior to you and just really listening to her story, and so many feelings and emotions come up for me with these guests because I've been through this or something has triggered me or whatever. And it's just like, how can I not express my feelings and emotions? And it's just so touching. And, you know, even though I try and hold it in as much as I can, oh God, sometimes it just gets to a point where it's like, nope, you know what? I just gotta shed those tears now, even, you know?
Yep.
And yeah, it's just really heartfelt, all these individuals that I meet. It's just amazing. You're amazing, you know? And yeah.
Thank you. You're absolutely amazing too.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. You know, through your whole journey with your coaching and seeing the difference that you make in so many people's lives now, and now your book is going to be coming out here soon, which is going to be another chapter of, you know, changing people's lives. What is it that you've learned throughout your whole journey that you want to share?
I've learned, honestly, that you need to start at ground zero, right in here, your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to realize that you're worth believing in. Mm-hmm. Because yeah, for all the times that I didn't see people believing in me in my journey, when I started to really believe in myself before I worried if anybody else believed in me, that's when I started seeing why other people believed in me. Mm-hmm. Because then I really looked in the mirror every morning and like saw who I really was.
Mm-hmm.
And belief was right at the core. Because if I hadn't have believed in me and done what I did, the step by step to where I am now, I wrote a whole book. Like, still, I've got it right in front of me. And I'm thinking, holy, I listened to some of the audio in my car and I can't believe it was like, where did this even come from? But mm-hmm. it came from me and it came from that belief that I had, that spark. I always it's not that I like to compare myself to others in my industry, but there's some pretty powerful ones out there and they have their way of doing things. Like, as an example, I'll mention Tony again. He's a motivator.
Tony Robbins, you can talk to him.
I love that guy.
You know, let me tell you, I'm going to hire him someday. I'm going to hire him someday because mentors always have mentors.
And I'm going to sit at his kid. I'm going to sit at his dinner table with his family and I'm going to reminisce back to 2021 when he did anyways, Tony's a motivational speaker. He finds something in you that motivates you, like just like right to the core. When I get into my flow, I find that I'm inspiring that seed that's inside of everybody, that seed of belief that they already knew was there, but they just don't want to see it because with belief comes fear and all of the other unknowns of life. Because once you start believing yourself, well, if other people believe in you too, oh my God, what if you let them down? Mm-hmm. Well, it's not about letting people down. It's about just trying your best each day, 1% at most. It's most days. Some people 15, 20, awesome. Congratulations to all you guys out there that are doing just those days. But 1% a day, a little bit better each day. And you can truly live the best life possible for you. And in that comes like realizations and recognition of things that you're into or could possibly float more comfortably through in life. Like, I've been a landscaper and gravel crusher for over 30 years of my life, which is like 3/4. That's mm-hmm. a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess in all that stillness too, I was able to see that that wasn't what I was meant to do. Even though I really enjoyed it, I didn't have an overwhelming joy to go and do that said job for many years. Even though I'm a loyal guy, I was able to stick it out and see those little signs. So, I mean, belief is the one thing that I learned, and belief in myself and the ability of other human beings doing pretty crazy, amazing things day to day. And that's like, there's so many humans that we don't even know about that are doing crazy, amazing things, making it through their parents passing away or like family members dying in bad car accidents or kidnappings and all of the other crazy stuff that happens in life. And you don't hear about them because they're not the Tony Robbins or whatever, but they're still just as important and just as much of a piece of the puzzle as each and every one that does have it figured out or somewhat figured out. Mm-hmm. So when you start to find that inner belief, that self-love, love yourself before you love anybody else, or you like truly you can't love anybody else unless you've loved yourself.
Right.
Yeah. So believing in yourself is just as powerful. Nobody else should even want to believe in you if you don't believe in yourself. You're human and you can do pretty crazy, amazing things if you put your mind to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. What is it that you want others to know? If there's one piece of advice that you want to give somebody else that's going through whatever it is, what is it that you would like to share to give them advice?
Okay. My first advice to each and every last one of you out there listening to this podcast, know one thing. If you don't know anybody who believes in you, I don't even know you, but I believe in you. Not only because I believe in the power of humans, but I know individuality and how powerful that can be. And I know that if you lead your life in a direction that is positive for not only you, it will positively affect everyone around you. People you don't even know, people that don't even know the people you know are being affected every day. And I believe in you for that one reason. You're amazing and you can do anything you put your heart and mind to. No matter, all have the same building blocks. We're here together. And if we can help build every once in a while, like one of my most favorite poems is Footprints. And when the set of footprints comes to one set, there's two sets walking along the beach.
Yeah.
And when the one set, it's usually in the hardest time of that person's life. And they're wondering, and it's God walking next to them. They're wondering why in their hardest time of their life are they walking by themselves? Well, no, those are the times when mentors, God, the people who are out there making the difference to help people are standing there holding you up in those times. Mm-hmm. Even in the times when you don't realize people are watching or paying attention or caring, there's people talking about you or positively or saying you're doing things all crazy and you need to straighten your life out. So just know that no matter what you walk through, everything that you've made it through to this day, literally, you've made it through 100%, sometimes with help, sometimes without help. But know that every little bit about it is part of the story. Doesn't matter if it's the beginning, middle, or end. Every part of it's the story, and it's all your story.
That's beautiful. That is so beautiful. That was really, yeah, that was you. I'm just totally staring at you on the screen as you're talking. I'm like mesmerized by what you're saying. But very good. We really forget about that.
We do. And it's like, for how crazy it all is, there is some pretty amazing good stuff along with the messed up stuff. So if you can just keep focusing on that good stuff, yeah, some things will happen. A speed bump will come your way, but you passed over 15 speed bumps already, or 20 or 100,000. Mm-hmm. And each one gets just a little bit easier than last. And maybe there might be a wall in the way at times, but because you've passed all of those speed bumps and started to fall in love with them, like, it's hard to fall in love.
We forget about those speed bumps, don't we?
Yeah, it's hard to fall in love with the speed bumps because they're always in the way and they're slowing you down. But sometimes those speed bumps are for positive reasons. Mm-hmm. Like, it may seem crappy and like, oh, that guy cut me off in traffic. Well, what if his family's in need of his assistance and he's on his way to the hospital or anything? He just won the lottery and it's the best day of his life. He's not paying attention to anybody. Mm-hmm. Just take your time to realize he's going through his life, you're going through your life. We're all dealing with the best we possibly can. And know that each one of us has exactly the right building blocks to make it.
Just listening to you now, I'm thinking, damn, you're a good dad, Daniel.
Thank you. I do my best to be a good dad.
I'm just thinking, like, you know, like the wisdom that you are sharing with your child.
She honestly is like the biggest rock I've known to date. She's going through a time, and we're both going through a time in our lives. Me and my wife are splitting up after 17 years. And even though all this happened, it's like, how the hell are you not fazed by this? Well, now I know through inaction I've been leading my life down this path of like bettering and knowing that I can make it through all adversity, no matter good or bad, because there's some really good adversity and there's some really bad adversity. Mm-hmm. And through that, I'm even looking at her picture right now. I'll pull it down so I can share. This is an older picture, but
she's beautiful.
I've got her all over the place, and she's taught me, like, really, I dedicated my book to my daughter because she taught me how to believe and what it is in people that we should be believing it.
Right.
It all came from me not having my father around and learning that through all of that adversity, what I was missing from not having my own father, well, that was what I was going to give to the person that I brought into the world. Every last little thing. I may not have a son, but I taught my daughter how to throw a ball and ride a bike and all of the good positive things. Like, she wrote this thing. She wrote it down afterwards, but on our trip across Canada one time, we stopped at a rest stop and she wrote on one of the side barrier marker things. It says, giving love to people is the best thing ever. That came from my influence. And all of the influence that I've given other people, I've seen in their children sometimes. When I started going through the divorce that I'm going through, I reached out to one of the people that I knew who had a child and they had been through a divorce. And I wanted to know what she needed to hear the most from her parents. And it blows my mind that I was even smart enough to, like, hey, think outside the box. What is my daughter going to need to know or hear from me as a parent? Well, I got told that it wasn't my fault. It wasn't her fault. She just wanted to know that it wasn't her fault the whole time. So right away, I went to my daughter. I said, Emily, I just want you to know that it was not your fault at all. We did everything we possibly can to make it the way we made it. And it just wasn't meant to happen the way it did. And like I said, she's been the strongest rock ever. And she's getting to the age now. I called her today and she's making a cake. She's 14 and she's making cakes. And last week she made cupcakes. And I was like,
going to be a professional baker. I've got a 15-year-old daughter. And last year she was totally into making bread. And the bread she made was like killer bread. It was so dang good. And, you know, her siblings will be, are you going to be making bread again? You know, I've never made
way better than store-bought.
And she was 14 at the time, you know, making bread. Pretty impressive.
Oh yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, it just goes to show like how crazy amazing humans are. I'm on 11 years old on the west coast of Vancouver Island building bonfires all by myself with money that I saved up for camping equipment from babysitting I did. And then I'm out there all by myself with lighter and big bonfire. I think, would I let my daughter do that?
I know. Well, now, I know. Yeah. I know now that it's kind of hard not to be a helicopter parent because of
For sure. Now I think
it's really hard. I know, but that's where I got to step back and it's like, oh,
yep. Cool. Because now she's proving to me, proof on top of proof, that she's quite capable of living her life. I mean, she's made it this far 100% of the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and good for you guys. The relationship sounds like it's really, really beautiful.
She's the best thing that I've ever done in my whole life. Book aside, coaching aside, yeah, I've helped a lot of people, but my daughter is the best thing that I've ever done in my whole life.
That's wonderful. So where are you right now in your life?
I am like on the cusp of like blowing up. Like, I am right there. I try to describe it like this. If we're standing in a big field on the edge of the field, and it's a giant circle, let's say, just to make it easy. In the middle of the circle, there's a pole, and it's a big metal pole, and it's just sitting there. The closer you walk to that pole, all of a sudden there's like this feeling you start feeling, like fuzzy, like static electricity. And then you start walking closer and closer and closer and it gets more stronger and you're like, whoa, you stop every once in a while, those speed bumps when you're like scared and you're like, is this really where I want to be going? And then you get closer and then you get closer again. And now you have your hand and it's starting to go out and it's starting to get closer and closer. Now you're like a foot away from it and you reach out your fingers. And now you're like around the pole, but not touching it. I'm like a hair thickness away from grabbing that pole. And when I do, all of what I worked really hard for will like bloom like the most beautiful flower that I've been paying attention to and watering. And like I said, I'm that inspirational speaker. I find that seed just like my life. I want to water it just a little bit and a little bit and a little bit. And as the days go on, proof stacked on top of proof, it gets pretty glorious, and it makes me feel blessed.
And that's the beautiful thing, because your outside world is going to tell you exactly what's going on the inside of you. So you are being alerted on a daily basis what is coming to you, because there are hints everywhere.
Well, I think
that whoever sends them to you,
that static electricity feeling is every time I've helped somebody and I felt good about it. And every time somebody's changed their life and I felt good about it, or like anytime somebody felt the bravery to reach out to a stranger, men, women alike, like, yeah, it might be a little bit harder for a man to reach out to another man and say, I got feelings and I want to share them with the world.
But I really believe people, you know, us talking, more men coming on my show, that's going to make a big difference.
Huge. And because my
fulfillment in faith, it's not just about women's journeys. You know, you're my second man on my show. I've got more men, and I call more men to contact me because their stories need to be told.
We're so stuck in this role of being the man, and we have to be tough as nails, and like, you get hurt and you got to grow a pair because you're not a man if you don't have a pair.
True. No, that is
not
so
true. You're so more of a man if you can cry, let your emotions out, and truly grow from them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Daniel, is there any final words that you would like to say to the audience?
I just want you all to know that I believe in you. No matter where you are in your life, no matter how far you've come and how desperate you feel for help, I believe in you no matter what, because I have led my own life in a direction so positively to know what it is about people to believe in. Mm-hmm. And you're a human being on this planet with all the opportunities and everything that is out there. If you want a better life, it's up to you. If it's going to be, it's up to me. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. So if someone wants to get a hold of you because they really want to connect with you, how would they go about doing it? And it's all of this information that I'm going to be putting into the podcast notes. So if you don't have a pen and paper, all you have to do is go into the podcast notes and scroll down, and there's going to be all the information. So what is it that you would like to add?
So the easiest way to get a hold of me is directly on Facebook, Daniel Williamson. If you want to go and find my coaching business, all of my links are right there on that page. Yeah. And my company is called Endless Inspiration Life Coaching. Again, my book is called I Believe in You by Daniel Williamson. And really, don't feel fearful. Like, I have zero judgment on your life. I have zero say whether you want to do it or not. If you want to make a difference in your life, like, just reach out, because I'm here all the time for anybody, not just the people I feel need the help. Mm-hmm. You feel you need the help. Facebook's the best way to get a hold of me. And it's got my Calendly link. It's got my life coaching. It's got everything. So
perfect. Perfect. But like I said, to the audience members, everything will be in the notes of the podcast. So I want to thank you at this time, Daniel, for being a part of my journey. Like, this has been an absolutely wonderful interview. I got to know you on a more deeper level, and I just appreciate you so much. So thank you.
I am so grateful for the opportunity to just be here and spread my voice, because, like, literally, I believe pretty much exactly how you believe, like, that we're put here for a purpose, and your purpose has led you to leading to my purpose, and together, mm-hmm. our purpose is blooming even more. So mm-hmm. that's just that it's now, maybe I do have my hand on the pole, and I'm feeling it. And the flower is blooming right now. It's mm-hmm. just in the very beginning stage. So it doesn't look like it's blooming, but it is started to bloom.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what, the more we connect with like-minded people, the bigger and stronger that we're going to become. And that's also what's going to make a movement in this world. It's going to make changes in so many different lives. And that's what the whole point of that I wanted to do with my series, You Are Not the Only One, because we are not the only one.
No.
So much more. There's so many more stories to be told. There's so many people that need us, that want to walk on this journey, that want to learn how to do what we're doing. And that's what we're doing. We're teaching people, and we're going to bring them more and more into the light and become stronger individuals. And that's our purpose. And we're doing it. We are doing
it. We are living it right now.
Absolutely. So thank you so much for being a part of my journey. I just love this conversation.
Thank you for being a part of my journey. Yeah. Everybody out there, you're a part of my journey too. Even if I don't know you, you're like literally the reason I started the walk in the path that I've been walking. It's for all of you guys out there that feel it's just a little bit tougher at times. And if you need a little bit of help, it's okay to ask for help nowadays because we're all out here together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So in closing, if you love this podcast just as much as I and Daniel do, please subscribe and please share it with your friends and family and tell them to hop on Fulfillment in Faith. And another thing I ask that you do is I invite you to go to my website, shannonmondor.com, and check it out and look at my one-on-one coaching as well. Also, on the website, you will know everything about me. You'll see the book that I wrote, your links to the podcast, and also my Fulfillment in Faith program, which is a 6-month personal development program. And it will totally and completely change your life. I know that it'll change your life because I created the program myself, and I've walked the walk, I've talked the talk. And as you listen more to my podcast, you're going to want to be more in my energy. And the great thing is with my programs, I get to work with all of you. So at this time, I want to thank all of you for being a part of this podcast, for listening, taking the time. And I ask that all of you have an absolutely wonderful and amazing day. And my final goodbye to my guest, Daniel. Thank you. Got the heart going. Yeah. Woo. So thank you so much.
Thank you again. Like, I've been waiting for moments exactly like this. Mm-hmm. So I'm blessed to just be a part of your journey as much as you are in mine. Together, we're changing the world. So thank you for doing your part as much as I do mine.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Have a great
day. And I believe in you just as much, eh?
Yeah, I know, man. Thank you.
Absolutely.
I want to say thank you for sharing this time with me. And don't forget to subscribe so you receive every episode. And please share this podcast with others. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram. And if you would like more information on my mindset and manifesting coaching, go to shannonmondor.com. Until next episode, blessings to all, and thank you for being a part of my journey.